Good morning. Always happy to have Wednesday morning.
Well, we're always happy to have it with you. We'll get to the budget schedule because that's next week. And obviously, you're going to be in very, very busy with meetings on Tuesday and Thursday of next week, the 5th and the 7th. Those all begin at 5 p.m. at the Nat U. Hill room in the Monroe County Courthouse. But we have this week to talk about first. Tell us what we might have missed or what's going on here before the Labor Day weekend.
Right. You know, I spoke with you last week saying that I had studied the legislation and it appeared that we would be getting more money, not less, in the distribution for our public safety tax. Now, that doesn't mean we're taxing people more. It just means the county government portion will be more than what had been projected by the city. I want to make clear the reason why this is also important is because we count on that to cover those expenses for law enforcement that we had budgeted. And if we don't get that, then we've got to pull those expenses somehow back into this frozen levy county general. So it's all a part of us trying to get ready for our budgets. But I had asked to see this resolution that the state was looking at that the city had sent to them that they are using for the distribution purposes. Remember that Income Tax Council has to meet in order to change anything, and so that's what was sent to the state, and that's the information they're using. So I asked to see that resolution 1660 for that last week, and I finally got it yesterday afternoon, and I started reading it, and amazingly, under paragraph 9, it says that if the Income Tax Council, which of course is controlled by the city, wants to change the allocation, which including the expenditure rate provided to PSAP, that's a central dispatch, that has to be done by ordinance that is adopted before July 1. Now, we've been sitting there waiting on the other shoe to drop because the city said they wanted 36% to go to central dispatch. Right now, it's like set at 29%. So we kept thinking they're going to send us something that says this is what it is. It's going to be 36% if they're in control. But this agreement that they agreed to with the Income Tax Council, and they're a part of it and part of this agreement that sets this tax rate, says that any of those changes that have to be done before July 1. So when I read that, I'm like getting hold of our attorney and saying, does this rewind, I think, and right now that's what it looks like it's going to be. Let's see how all this comes out. That may just sound like so much conversation, but it's a great deal of movement of dollars and where they go to provide public safety. And believe you me, we can always find more places to put public safety dollars. So
the 36% went to 29% because the deal wasn't completed by July 1st.
Well, that's what the paragraph says that everybody agreed to, the Income Tax Council that got sent to the state, and that's how they're distributing. That will make a big difference because even the fact that they had, when they were making presentations, they were looking at distributing the money in a different way, not using the right percentage that came to the county when they were making the presentation. And that's what I talked to you about last week. So that was going to bring us $170,000 more. Well, if this brings it down to 29% and rather than 36% going to PSAP, then that will bring us even more of those dollars. That certainly doesn't mean we'll have more than what we know what to do with, because, you know, the more you have, the more it helps us to make our commitment to public safety. It's needed everywhere.
So, Marty, when you say this, though, so what you're saying is that even though they just recently said that they wanted 36% and they were basically going to cut you guys out of that 7%, that you should get that because it wasn't following legislation.
Well, not the legislation. It wasn't following...
The agreement made between the agreement, yes. Okay, thank you.
The local income tax council that set up the tax rate, and a part of what they did when they set up the tax rate, this is the agreement that says the Monroe County Local Income Tax Council retains the right to change the allocation of the expenditure rate on an annual basis. Then it goes on to say this includes changing the expenditure rate that is provided to the PSAP, and that has to happen, be adopted by ordinance before July 1. So,
wow.
That's very interesting.
And so we'll see, now it's got to go back between the attorneys and make sure that this happens?
Well, certainly our attorneys feel about it. I said, hey, check this out. Now, I'm sure there's going to be strong pushback on the other end. And I understand at the end of the day, hopefully we'll all come together and work together. You know, when we saw Houston with the kinds of problems and horrible problems there, that community came together. They were all working for neighbor and neighbor. So at the end of the day, here in Monroe County, we all have to do the same thing. But we also have to follow what the guideline tells us. Here's what the legislation says. Here's what the agreement that we all agreed to says. Let's check that out and make sure we're doing what we said. We're going to distribute the money the way it was agreed to. So that was just a bit of good news. I felt like celebrating because, of course, I've always got on my county government hat, as I should. That's what I'm elected to do.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk jumps in with us every Wednesday morning to talk about county finance, and we've heard part, and now we've got that part figured out. You have a very, very busy month or so coming up, and it starts next Tuesday as the county council will have budget hearings. And as I read today's paper, Margaret and I were talking about this last half hour, Marty. Tuesday, September 5th, when this all gets together, you have enough stuff going on Tuesday, September 5th that could be last the entire month, as you have some very important budgets that are going to come forward. All these meetings will begin at 5 p.m. at the Nat U Hill Meeting Room at the Monroe County Courthouse. Katz is going to televise it. Here is your lineup for Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. Tuesday, September 5th. The Perry Clear Creek Fire Department, you were down there, and Margaret was down there for the hog roast the other day. The Monroe County Solid Waste Management District, they've been on the front page of the paper. The Recorder's Office, Weights and Measures, the Sheriff's Office, and the jail. That, to me, sounds like a week-long of meetings on one day.
It's huge, and I don't know who put this together, but maybe there's no way to spread it out so that we're not doing so much heavy lifting on one day, and especially the first day. But the reason why we had sort of a last-minute gathering yesterday for a work session on this was, as you will recall, last week I was saying I'm not comfortable. We're not getting the numbers. Do you recall when I said that?
I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we talked about that too, Marty.
Okay, well, I just wanted to remind folks about that. Well, that's because the auditor's office is following the state guidelines and making sure that they knew the deadline that they had to enter numbers into the state system. But there was not a clear communication between us as to that might help what the state system wants. But we, the county council, need to have those 16-line statements, those financial statements put together so that we know going into budget hearings how much has to be reduced from the amount that's been requested. And I think we're all back on the same page now. We've got to remember that this is the first year for some of these folks working on this stuff. So this was a year for us to work well together and try to figure out what we can do better. But we did have some of those numbers that we put together, and not me, but the county council. And Jeff McKim and I looked at these numbers and also Ryan Cobine over the weekend and adjustments being made. But the reason why this is so important is we need to go, before we go into that meeting, what the cuts have to be. And we see that the revenue request over and above the amount of revenue received is about $500,000. And if you add on top of that the fact that we won't receive all that revenue because we have a circuit breaker that we have to work with, that we won't receive the money, that looks to be $927,000 that we will have to reduce from someplace. Now, you have to know that before you
Wait. Stop. You used the word reduce.
That's a tough one for people.
Well, that's my point. I want to bring this up here because I want to make sure that's clear. Sometimes we get into the weeds here. Reduce means not as much as last time or not as much as perhaps you might think.
No,
I don't really mean it like it. We have to reduce it from the request. That doesn't mean they're getting less than they got this year.
Gotcha.
It means they're asking to spend more than what we are bringing in.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's very clear. They're asking more to spend than you are bringing in.
Which does not mean that we are not bringing in more money this year.
They've just requested their individual requests.
Yeah, because it won't matter how much more we bring in, the request will always exceed the money.
Well, so don't cut my budget. I've got important things going on here.
Well, it's so funny because I just heard, were you speaking with David about this? And he was saying, well, you know, really what we have is a spending problem, not a revenue problem. We received a great deal more in income tax this year than what we did last year. And we also received, you know, we get that 4% increase in our property tax levy. Now, we turn around and we lose a lot of what we got in because of the circuit breaker. But that's set in place so that people have a guarantee. If you own your home, you live there, and you will never have to pay more than 1% of that assessed value. Now, I know there's a lot of government people that hate the circuit breaker thing, but the public, this benefits them. Of course, if you've got a rental property, you could go up to 2%.
Let me ask you a quick question on that. I don't want to get off topic. Let's say I've got a house that's $100,000 and I put $100,000 into it. Now it's appraised for $200,000 the next time it's appraised. How does that property tax, you say the circuit breaker, you can only go up 1%. How does that work when your value goes up that tremendously amount?
Well, it's still set by the tax rate. But if that tax rate is supposed to be bringing in more according to what your assessed value, your new assessed value is, then you would have to pay up to the amount that would hit that 1% of
the new assessed value, correct?
Yeah.
So the new assessed value would be the new assessed value, and then it's only 1% after that.
And when we're saying 1%, I want to remind you that's just for homestead.
Homestead, right. Not business, not farm. Right.
But anyway, back to subject at hand, when I'm saying where it looks like, you know, reductions of $927,000, we don't know for sure yet just what that circuit breaker would be. We have it entered at $396,000. We're kind of thinking it might be closer to $300,000. But anyway you go, it's still a lot of money. We have to get in there and remember that we cannot say yes to every budget that comes before us that's within County General. And remember, the Sheriff's Department and jail, et cetera, is setting inside County General, with the exception of that part that's pulled out into that public safety tax. So this is the reason why we needed to know now, not come the very first meeting. It's too late at that point to start throwing these.
Well, it'll just make you a lot more crazy, I'm thinking. So,
well, we wouldn't be able to make good decisions, and that's just all there is to it. So, but as far as this next meeting, when it comes to Solid Waste District, I did watch those meetings as they were preparing those budgets. The director made a tremendous job of preparing the budgets and the numbers and explanations. But it appears that they're not willing to listen to him when he was doing what he'd been requested to do by the executive committee, which was take a look at his budget and realign some positions, which he did, and made suggestions, and yet could not get a majority vote for that. So without that support from the Salt Waste District, even though there were some other things in there that I did like, I'm not going to vote in favor of something that has something to me is pretty egregious, not listening to seeing where you can make reductions, and they weren't willing to do that. Doesn't give me a lot of faith that if they would move forward with a recycling facility, that they would continue to watch for ways to be cost effective. So I have some concern about that. Now, what was the other one that's up for that night? Are you? I don't have that page.
Police.
Which one?
Jail.
Police.
Jail.
Okay, jail and the
sheriff's
okay,
office.
That, right, and so that is in that general part that I was saying. We're very close to $1 million short, but we don't know that for sure. We don't know what the circuit breaker is, but we know for sure that we're at least $500,000 short of revenue to do everything that they've requested. So what we'll end up doing is trying to move some of those requests into some other fund, or maybe if it's like one-time expense, we could take it out of our operating dollars, our cash balance, and not include it in a budget that goes on every year, and you're stuck with that higher amount every year. So we may make adjustments and move dollars around. But that's why you've got to have these numbers in advance so you can start studying where can we move these expenses and still cover it without breaking the amount that we are allowed to spend. Because remember, no matter what we advertise, and we always advertise high so that we can make adjustments here and there wherever we want to, but that doesn't mean that we're allowed to spend that much, because the state, remember, we're on a frozen levy. So if we would try to spend more than we would be allowed to, the state will just cut it back. And that's why we have a frozen levy. And there's a lot of people that hate the frozen levy. I think it's wonderful. Because if we didn't have it, there would be no end to what we would do.
You're right, Marty. You are completely right.
Well, and just as a caveat here just for people to understand, we are pulling out the expenses of the election budget and pulling it out of county general and putting it into its own tax rate. So it might look like it's a whole new revenue source, but it isn't, because what we pull out of general and put over into that election tax rate, we have to reduce it from the general fund tax rate. So it's just moving it from one set of dollars over to another.
Yeah, and shifting.
Some people might not care one way or the other, but just so that we'll all be prepared, it's not we're asking you for new money. We're moving where it's going to be spent. But I'll tell you, the request for the election fund this year is $909,000, almost $910,000. I just think these elections are just getting really, really high. So,
well, that's part of it. And when we talk to you next Wednesday, you will have this entire agenda from Tuesday, September 5th, covered. So your meeting will begin at 5 p.m., the Nat U Hill Meeting Room of the Monroe County Courthouse. CATS Public Service Television, Public Access Television, will be broadcasting these hearings as well. Marty, have a fantastic Labor Day, and make sure you get some sleep, because it sounds like next Tuesday night's going to be a very, very busy one.
Really.
It's always a challenging time, but, you know, this is what you sign up to do. If you want to be on the county council, you better be prepared to look at financials and make the best decision you can with what you have worked with.
Hard to argue with, and we just hope the most of the numbers you have are good enough to get, or close enough to get, these things moving in the right direction. And we'll hear all about what was decided about these budgets coming up a week from today. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you, Marty.
Okay, stay safe.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in with us here on a Wednesday, and every Wednesday. And that's going to be a long meeting again, Margaret. We'll remind everybody about it next Tuesday. And again, Tuesday and Thursday of next week, the 5th and 7th, all those meetings are at the Monroe County Courthouse, the Nat U Hill Meeting Room, and they all begin at 5 o'clock and run through the month of September.